Substance giving manifests the state of national tranquility. That's one of the definitions. God said we were going to go through these definitions on peace. And I know we've been hanging in there for quite a while dealing with prosperity and dealing with favor and welfare. Well, the state of national tranquility really is like the welfare message on steroids. It's really powerful. And the Lord has been revealing to me about our giving really catapulting us into the state of national tranquility. That's an actual Greek definition to the word peace, irene. And so you see it here on the screen. If you're following the notes, you can see it there. And it means, obviously, irene means to join, but then we're going to go right down to the state of national tranquility. I want to go to Malachi chapter 3 real fast and just read verses 1 through 3, because this is how the Lord began to birth this in my spirit from this fragment here. It says, "Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom you delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire and like a fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness." Now, when you read this here, it really gives reason why Malachi was thrown down, like I said, right after Elder finished. It was because they were not offering an offering in righteousness. They were out of order. So Malachi is really, we look at that as the church has unfortunately used that to browbeat people to giving you the tenth. And I can't stand that. It's not fair. You know, they use the curse fear stuff. You curse with a curse, this and that. Yeah, they say all that. They say all that, whatever. And yeah, they used it wrongly. So they put grace and the law together, and that really confused us tremendously. It really did. But in essence, Malachi wasn't writing threats like that because they weren't giving the tenth per se. No, he wrote his letters because they stopped worshiping and believing God. That's what Malachi was writing about. That's what he was dealing with. The word messenger means I'll send a teacher. Okay, I'm going to send a teacher so they can be taught again on how to really give. Amen. And what that teacher would do is he was going to come in. That was obviously the Spirit of the Lord was going to do it himself through people like us.
Amen.
Through people like us. He would come in and we could refine. We could get refined. We could be pure about it again. And that's exactly what's going on. All right. So now the word refiner means this. And I love this here. It means goldsmith. We have this definition in some old store. It means to fuse metal. And that really caught my attention again. To fuse metal. It reminded me of the cherubims on the ark, the Father and the church. Talking about us together, that one beaten work of metal, that one beaten work of gold, fused together when being placed on the ark. It that talked about the joining. So the refining that righteous giving would be what it would do, would it would bring us into a perfect place of joining.
Amen.
And when we reach this place, we open up this dimension, which is called the state of national tranquility. When we're joined, the state of national tranquility is now in place. It's going to sound a lot like welfare, but again, it's like welfare on steroids, because the understanding behind of state of national tranquility is really powerful. Because in any type of a state, it deals with the mind. It deals with a mindset. So if the refiner can come in, and the purifier can come in and really take us and fuse us together with the Father, And it was concerning how to offer an offering in righteousness. It was talking about being in a right place so that when you do offer it, you are now fused together. The two that are propitiated by the blood of Jesus, again, is the church and the Father. And those are the two, we are to be connected with him, which we all know from Old Store, and our giving and offering up our substance unto God has everything to do with coming into that dimension of being really joined and in that place of peace. We open up the state of national tranquility. So the purifier comes to purge. He purifies, he cleans morally, he clears it out. Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you this, and this is straight up and down like 6 o'clock. Let me tell you, when you give your substance, I'm going to tell you this right now, and I'm going to prove it to you in the word of God today. When you offer up your substance, you're really offering up yourself.
Yes, God.
You're really giving yourself away. When you take what you feel are your possessions or the wealth that you have and you honor and you give it unto the Lord, or you give it unto the poor, which is as giving it unto the Lord, you're really giving more and more of yourself away. In fact, I'm going to fast forward real quick, and I'm going to prove it to you that the treasure in heaven that the rich young ruler was promised, Jesus said, you'll have treasure in heaven if you give it up. It was really Jesus describing the word treasure describes the position of being joined with God. That really becomes the treasure.
Oh, bless God.
Amen.
That becomes the treasure. You find a position. You find the state of national tranquility. That becomes your wealthy place.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
All right? We're going to go ahead down here. We're going to go right there. Look at Colossians 3:15. I just felt to write this. This was really important to me. Just a little sidebar. And let the peace, this is what's supposed to be dominating. And let me tell you, we were called to this position.
Amen.
It says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts. That word peace is talking about the state of national tranquility. Let it rule in your hearts. And I love this. Watch how it connects. To the which also you are called in one body. We all belong on the level of being in the national tranquility of God. That's where we become one, is when we're all touching it. That's why God has been pressing this message. If you think this church is trying to gain money and trying to gain worldly riches of any sort, you got the wrong idea about this series. This series is to bring us in a place of absolute oneness.
Yes, God.
It says we were called to this, but we were called in one body, together.
Yes.
That's why God has got me on such a press to get everybody in position, because when God begins to pour it out, please don't be standing on the outside looking in. Open your heart and listen to what God is saying. And I'm trying to tell you again, and I'm going to say it again, man, our substance is what ties us down in worldly ways. But when you start to give it, you're giving yourself away completely. Now, the word state of national tranquility, I wanted to break it down because that's what we do. The word state means the particular condition that someone or something is in. It also means position of the mind. So now the state is the condition that someone or something is in, or it means the position of the mind. Now, if Christ can't refine you by his rhema word, if he can't purify you by his rhema word, then you're not going to be fused together with the Father. You're going to be out of position. If you're not fused with the, I'm going to say it again. If you're not fused with the Father, you're out of position. And that's why you can't receive the national tranquility of God. Now watch this. Watch this. The word national, this is what the word national means. And what national does is describe the condition. All right? So national describes condition. And which is this, the political stability, this is what God wants to release. The political stability of the government and the government's ability to protect God Almighty. That's what national means. So what God is trying to do is release his government authority, his kingdom authority, his kingdom, and let the ability to protect you. The kingdom will protect you when you reach a place of being in the state of national tranquility. Watch this, or financially support. It also means the absence of riots. So now you have God governing, which we learned a long time ago, and we got God's financial support. We elevate to a place of being in national tranquility.
Amen.
Because what God is doing is he's refurbishing our minds. He's disconnecting us from worldly possessions. Again, from both ends, whether you deal in lack or whether you deal in abundance. God is disconnecting you from the fears of lack and from the hoarding of abundance.
Amen, God.
That in either state, you're going to find your contentment in Christ. In Christ. And we can be there one for another. That then when we become a body, you see the difference. When you know you can call your brother, you know you can call your sister, and you know that there's a oneness between you, you'll understand differently, but you won't be in a place of dismay because you can't get your bills paid. You're going to be in a state of national tranquility. You're going to be right there as God brings manifestation to you. So now, what God is trying to establish here, as we're giving here, he's fusing us, he's refining us, he's changing our thinking. He's changing the way we see our substance. He's changing it over and over again. And so as we're coming into this thing, the political stability of God's government is coming upon us. His ability to protect is being unlocked and released unto us. His financial support is about to drop like rain. And we're going to be in the absolute absence of any riots, any kind of trouble, because he's elevating us. The more we let go, the more we let go, the more we let go, he's revealing the state of his national tranquility. So when our joining is finalized through our giving, we enter the state of national tranquility. We are now positioned. Look at that word. We're going to stick with that word for a while. We are now positioned for the government of God to protect us in every way. We are positioned for financial support of the kingdom of heaven. Let me tell you, my God, hear me now. Hear me. Stop looking so far. When we all have this mindset, just like in the book of Acts, they sold their possessions and they gave to one another, so they got everyone out of trouble. Listen, let me tell you something. Don't look so far for the kingdom to work in your favor. Because as people, as we really graft and we get grafted into this truth, we become the kingdom for each other.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you right now, we had an instance not too long ago where the Spirit of God said we were in a meeting. And it was brought to our attention that someone had a need. And I was sitting right there. And I don't mean to do this to Elder Allison, but Elder Allison said, we ought to sow that. We should give that, the ministry. And I'm like, who said that? Because Elder Allison is more of a person that just stayed in like the order of things, bills and things of that nature. I'm always the one that was out there just sowing, sowing, sowing. But when it came out of her mouth, I got this overwhelming feeling rushed into me of that's how the body is. It came out of her mouth, and I see where God has elevated her and brought her into a place of absolute trust and believe in God like never I've seen before. And she just said, we got to sow that.
Bless God. Bless God.
The person that we were talking to didn't even ask for it to be sown. In fact, they described the fact that they already had it set aside. That's what made it even more supernatural. And when she said, we ought to sow that, the ministry ought to sow that, I said, my God, that's kingdom. I said, that's the body right there. It filled me. I got filled with the fact that don't look so far for the kingdom to show up. Don't have to wait for money to flow through the air and float into your mailbox or press delete on something that you owe. No, it doesn't have to be all that deep. The kingdom is right here. The body of Jesus. You know what I felt? I felt the Lord reach into his pocket and said, here it is right here. We are the body. We are the pocket of Jesus Christ. And I felt that tremendously.
That's awesome.
See, what God was doing was setting up a state of national tranquility because everybody involved on the line is doing it and giving up their substance. And there's a freedom around how we sow into each other's lives. We're coming into that state.
Bless you, Lord.
So what happens here is we're essentially under the government of the world system. Watch. When you're not a substance giver, watch this. This is something God really, 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 really ministered to me. When you're not giving of your substance and you don't know how to honor, you're under the government of this world system. You're not under the state of God's national tranquility. You can't serve two masters. You're either under the one or under the other. I choose to be under God, praise his name. I want his state of national tranquility. I thank goodness for the U.S. that if we get in trouble, they might come and find us. In other countries, they might. If it's conducive, they might. Yeah, we get some type of protection as a U.S. citizen, but not like heaven.
No.
Nowhere near like heaven. We come unto a place, man, where no weapon formed against us can prosper. We come unto a place, man, where everything, man, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. We come into a whole other level of national tranquility. But you're either under one system or one nation or the other. You cannot serve two masters. And your substance giving determines which nation you're really under. Watch this now. We'll look at the rich young ruler. All right? He forfeited the state of national tranquility when he wouldn't let go of his substance. The Lord was trying to elevate him in his peace, but he couldn't let go of this world system. So the world system would be what governed him. Let's look over in Matthew. Chapter 19, verses 16 through 23. If you're with me, say amen.
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 In Matthew chapter 19, verse 16 through 23, it says, and behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good things shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There's none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, which I thought was amazing right there. Basically, he told him right there, you're not even living. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. He saith unto him, which? Jesus said, thou shalt do no murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Look at this. Honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The young man saith unto him, all these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? Find it funny, he said, honor thy father and thy mother. Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give, it says there, to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. Verse 22, but when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now, the word give, when he told the young ruler to give, The word give, listen to this definition coming out of your Strong's in the Greek. It means this: as the sea, death and hell are said to give up the dead who have been engulfed or received by them. This is the manner of giving that he was telling the young man. Just like the sea, death and hell are going to give up all the dead.
Huh.
At the end of it all, the sea's going to give up her death, all the dead in her. Death itself is going to have to let everybody go, and hell itself is going to have to release everybody. So now, just like they gave, and it was all, that's what Jesus was describing to the young man. This is what Jesus is describing to us. This is the type of giving that he's describing, that we are in position, that we give all, that we just give all, that we have no restrictions, neither restraints. Some of you on the line cannot fathom that still, and I'm praying for you, I really am. But the truth be told, this is the position that the young man heard, and he couldn't do it. He couldn't do it. He's like, no. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. So he couldn't hear the call to the becoming into the state of God's national tranquility. But when Jesus told him, if you can do this, he said this. He said, listen. He said, if you do this, you give this to the poor, thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come and follow me. Now, that sounds kind of boring to a lot of us. Treasure in heaven. So I'm going to trade my substance, my wealth. I'm going to trade the money I got for a spot in heaven. That's not what's being said here.
Nope.
Not at all. No. The word treasure means a deposit. Now watch this, guys. Watch this. This gets really good. It means wealth. It means, it properly denotes an upright, listen, an active position.
Mm.
What you're getting there, you're making a deposit. Wealth is being established, but it properly denotes an upright and active position.
Mm.
Listen, it means the place in which goods and precious things are collected and laid up. Now, I had to go back up and I had to really, really meditate on this. The question was, what must I do to gain eternal life? Jesus's answer was so profound when he told him, because he knew he was stuck on having a lot. Go sell all and give it to the poor, just like the sea. Death and hell are going to give it all. Give it all. Have a mindset of giving everything. And what takes place there, watch this. You make a deposit. But I thought about the word treasure being a deposit. And I thought about the question. And the Lord really led me to understand that it isn't even the substance that we're depositing in the heavens bank into our bank account. It's more and more of ourselves. He was teaching him, listen, I want you to deposit yourself. I need you. You will then gain an active and upright position. You'll gain the state of God's national tranquility. You'll be right positioned for him to pour out to you. But also, you will have been gay, my God. The more you let go of your substance, my goodness, do you think God needs a dime from you? No, he doesn't. But what you're doing every time you give it, you're giving of yourself.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
It denotes that you're gaining an upright and active. That word active is so important, meaning you want God's hand on your life. It's not activated. Why? Because you won't let go of your substance. But when you do, it denotes an upright and active position. I believe Prophetess Manita told us like this years ago when she saw the brick of activation run out the door. This is how you catch your brick.
Amen, God. Amen. Amen.
This is how you catch your brick. You want the kingdom to be active in your life. I'm telling you, the more you let go of, the more active the kingdom is. The word treasure also means it's a place in which a good, which goods and precious things are collected and laid up. Which good and precious things are collected and laid up. And the Lord spoke to me, said, what's good and precious? He said, I told you everything on the earth. It gets corrupted. It gets destroyed after a while. That's not treasure to me. He said, it's you. You're what's good and precious. I'm laying you up. Every time you release substance, every time you stay disconnected from this world's goods of any kind, and you honor God with it, you're putting yourself, the deposit being made is more of you. It's more of you. You're letting go every time. That's why he says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of what? Of all of thine increase. Why? Keep laying yourself here. The deposit that I want to see is you. I believe the book of Psalms talks about not desiring an offering or not desiring a sacrifice, but a broken spirit and a contrite heart I will not despise. He said, if I wanted an offering, he said, if David said, if you wanted an offering, I would have gave it to you. But really what's tied to my offering is my heart. What's tied to my substance giving is my heart. What's got to be tied to your substance giving is your heart. It's got to be your heart to where you're seeing God as your source. You're seeing God as the one that's worthy of the kabod. You're seeing God there. Your heart. And there's nothing in this world that's weighing you down, that you're holding on to. But no, you've released it. And every time you do, you're the treasure. You're the good and precious thing. You're making yourself. You're making your soul. It's a soul deposit. This is true honor. And this is what releases the wealth of God. So the treasure is, it's two ways. You as a deposit and God releasing wealth back into your life. Because he knows that you'll keep making more deposits and you will never become attached to those things. Hallelujah, Jesus. So in reading the definition of treasure and understanding the question of the young ruler that he asked, I really came to realize that the deposit that's made and the wealth that is stored up, really, it becomes us. I love the song that was sung, I give myself away. Because that's exactly what we do, but we do it by way of not just, if my heart's not attached to it, that's why he said, that's why he said, dull giving doesn't do anything for me. When it's dull and you're giving, it's dull, there's nothing attached, your heart's not attached to it. And I got to tell you this, you can't, listen, people of God, don't try to outsmart God. Uh-huh. Don't try to outsmart him, because some of you will try to outsmart him, talking about, well, if I have to, all I have to give my heart is I'm going to give my heart. Listen, man, if you can't give your substance, you ain't giving your heart. Point blank, period. You get some Christians that want to be so spiritual, but when it comes to money, they kind of go left field, but they're so spiritual and so in tune with God and they love to worship God, but won't give their, come on, man. Come on, you can't, be not deceived. God isn't mocked. No. Let me tell you something. This is a known fact. Our souls are oftentimes tied to money. Yeah. Money keeps us on a schedule. Money tells us when, tells us where. Money tells us all kinds. Our souls are tied to money. Our joy is often tied to money. Our depression is often tied to money. Let me tell you something. You want to give God your heart? Start by giving your substance. Break that soul tie. And then you enter into the true state.
Amen, amen.
Of God's national tranquility. So every time we give of our substance, we are depositing more and more of ourselves. We are positioned in the place of perfect peace with the Father. We're fused together with him. Not only do we have our position for eternal life, but our heavenly account is also filled with heaven's wealth and resource. Everyone, listen, this is not what I heard God, I heard him say this here. Everyone who had given their substance in the rhema word that we've been under, the church in Acts, Job or Abraham, Jacob, even in the Reformation by way of Hezekiah, they all gave themselves. They didn't just give. They gave themselves over to God. In their giving, they were found. See, you'll see the Bible says this in Mark 8:36. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Look at the connection there. Look at that. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? That's powerful. The word world means this. It means the whole circle of earthly goods, endowments, riches, advantages, and pleasures. This is a literal definition, which although hollow and frail and fleeting, they stir desire, they seduce from God, and are obstacles to the cause of Christ. That's the world. Let me read it to you again. Let's see if you can pick something out here. The whole circle of earthly goods, endowments, riches, advantages, pleasures, which although hollow and frail and fleeting, stir desire, seduce from God, and are obstacles to the cause of Christ. That's substance. That substance. And when we don't give it, when we don't give it, we're losing our own souls. But when we give it, we deposit our souls. But if we give our world and substance, we literally deposit our souls in our heavenly accounts. Listen, this is how true heavenly wealth is established. This is how we reach the state of national tranquility with God.
Jesus.
Where heaven now is in full effect. It's active. It's moving for us. Listen, the more I give, the more I realize how stuck I was. I'm talking about today. I'm talking about as I give. I'm talking about as I'm learning and getting really enveloped in this. The more I give, the more I release, the more I realize how stuck I was. I wasn't in that place of really giving God honor. I wasn't there. I thought I was, but I wasn't. I was in a place of being robotic, a place of it being oftentimes dull. I'm being honest. But ever since he started talking to us about honoring, I realized that I'm really and truthfully giving myself. I'm losing my life, but I'm gaining it. So in essence, in my sowing, and it is attached to substance, and I know why, because the love of money is the root of all evil. Every evil work comes in when we hold on to our substance. It opens the door for any type of sin. So as I'm giving, I'm finding my life again. He told the rich young ruler, he said, if you will have life, he didn't even call it eternal life. He's like, you think you're living, but you're really not. You're the walking dead. Because you won't release it. And you really are not in. If he was in peace, he would have never came to Jesus asking how he could get eternal life.
That's truth.
So he was not in the state of national tranquility. Though he had great possessions, he still was not in the state of now. He didn't have God's protection. And something inside of him was letting him know, I'm not all there. So in essence, we give ourselves away, everyone. As we give our substance, don't bow down to the music. Don't be fused to the metal of this world. When we honor the Lord with our substance, we break the fused metal of this life. We break that thing that we were once fused to. We break it. Then we become broken spirits in a contrite heart. This is the depth of true honor. This is what connects us to his national tranquility. This is perfect peace, without a shadow of a doubt. But you have to make choices. You've got to see it for what it's worth. I don't know how long God is going to have me talk about this subject. I might be done with it today. But if you didn't jump on, man, I urge you to go back and press play on some of these messages and to really listen. We've got so much proof of what's taking place.
Mm-hmm.
We're entering into this place of his national tranquility. We are entering in. And I hear the Lord say this, you substance givers on the line, put your shoulder to it and push. You put your shoulder down and you keep pushing. I don't care about what kind of this is breaking out or what's going on over here. Put your shoulder down. Don't you look back and don't you go back. But you put your shoulder, you put your hands to the gospel plow and you keep moving forward and disconnecting yourself from the substance of this world. That you keep your heart open unto God. That whatever you have can be his. And let the state of his national tranquility fall all over your life. You'll see that God will be there to protect you. You'll see that God will take care of you. He'll make a way, I'm telling you, when there doesn't seem like there is a way, God will still show up. I'm trying to let you know something right now. But don't you look back. Be that metal that was fused together. Let it, you and the Father. I even feel some things breaking off of some of you even right now, to where you couldn't trust God in certain levels, but now you can praise his holy name. You're kabbating the Lord is what you're doing. You're honoring the Lord. And my goodness, how he's going to honor you back. We learned it last week, give and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Will men, God will cause men to give into your bosom. You're going to be well provided for. You have nothing to worry about. But just make up in your mind right now. Come into that place in your mind right now that you're saying, I will honor God. Let the refining take place on you. Let it take place. Let the state, let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus. And it's proven because he gave himself. He gave himself.
Yes, he did.
He laid down his life. It's the same. It's the same. When you give your substance, you're laying down your life. You're depositing yourself. You're creating kingdom wealth. And it's coming. Make no mistake, it's coming. Oh boy, it's coming. Jesus. So now get ready. Get ready to move in the state of his national tranquility. God's divine protection. Lift your hands, everyone that's under the sound of my voice. God's divine protection. His divine protection. God's wealth being released. Jesus. Jesus. But if you're holding on, you're making a big mistake. You're making a big mistake if you're trying to hold on. Ah, Jesus. Come on, keep those hands lifted for a moment. I think I choose the state of his national tranquility over what this world tries to offer me. No, if you look at the end results of this world, most people that are retired can't even live because our government put up so much money for them. After all those years of paying taxes, holding allegiance to the United States of America, older people rather, have been living off of pet cat food.
Yeah.
All kinds of pet foods and things just to survive. That's not the state of national tranquility.
Jesus.
All kinds of changes to insurance over the years. Inflation takes place, but Social Security remains the same. How does that even work? Benefits, if they go up, it's so minuscule that it doesn't make a difference compared to the way things are. That's not the state of national tranquility. And I choose to buy into God's kingdom. I choose to make my investments in him. I choose to give myself, my substance, all of it away. Yeah. I don't choose this world, neither anything in it. Jesus was trying to wake us up to this truth when he walked this earth. And he left his spirit behind, still preaching and telling us the same thing, giving us the warnings and then telling us about the gospel, telling us the truth about the kingdom. And I know some of us are so desperate to see God's hand. I know I got you. I know what feeling that some of you have. You want to see God be God. But you got to allow his refiner's fire to touch you. You got to let Fuller's soap wash you. You've got to allow his word to be the final authority. You got to let go. If you want to see him, you got to let go. Don't be the rich young ruler that walked away sorrowful. But trust God today. Trust him. Trust him. If you're putting anything first, anything, change its position and you'll change yours. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Master. Thank you, Jesus. Man, oh man. Evangelist Darrell said, hallelujah, the kingdom is right here in us and working through us, the body of Christ, hallelujah. Elder Allison said, hallelujah, and Elder Donna said, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I say, amen. Lifting your hands one last time, Father, I pray. I pray, Lord God, once again, that we release anything that we're holding on to, that we, as we release it, Lord God, we're sowing ourselves, you're laying us up. We're the treasure. We're what's good and precious in your eyes. And as we're there, deposited in heaven, seated in our heavenly place, we're also in the flow of your national tranquility. Guaranteed kingdom protection. We're guaranteed kingdom wealth. But Lord, as we let go of more and more, it's a greater deposit being made, and we are catching up to activation We're going to experience your kingdom in its totality. It's going to be active and alive. If we are going to enter into life, this life, that Zoe place, this is how we do it. This is exactly how we get there. And Lord, I thank you. I thank you for the strength coming over the people of God on this line and that are under the sound of my voice. I thank you, Lord God, for the strength for them to release and let go, to trust and believe and watch you be God. Thank you for their strength today. I thank you for the anointing that will guide them, that will keep them, that will shield them, that they won't look back, neither ever be weighed down by this earth's substance again. And I thank you that you receive your honor, that you receive what you have coming to you.
Yes.
You're a great God. You're a great Lord. You're a great King. You're just. You're loving. You're faithful. And you deserve all of the honor. We give you glory, Master. In Jesus, your precious name. And everyone that agreed, just say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Love you, Lord God.
He's worthy.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
He's worthy. He's worthy. So worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Amen. That's all I have for you today.